Purvan Leela, Chapter 7, Part 4, the description of the other kunjas of the remaining sakis. Chitra Sakis Kunj ornaments the eastern bank of Radhakund. Everything here is multicolored, made from multicolored gems, including the multicolored bees, birds, trees, vines, seats, platforms, cottages, pathways, swings, and the central whirl of the kunj. Indulekha's kunj is called Purnendu, and it is a beautiful white kunj, adorns the southeast shore of Radhakund. Amazingly, everything in Indulekha's Purnendu kunj is white in color, including white trees with white leaves and white seats and white platforms, white courtyards and cottages, which are made so by the abundance of white-colored moon stones. There are also white lilies, white lotuses, and white mallika flowers abounding everywhere. However, no one can see the bees, cuckoos, and parrots because they are also white in color and have merged with the white background of the scenery. One can only perceive these sweet-sounding birds by hearing their wonderful songs. On Purnima night, the full moon night, no one can see Radha and Krishna and the Sakis sporting herein because they are all wearing white clothes and blending invisibly with the white background of the white kunj of Indulekha called Purnendu Kunj on the southeast shore of Radhakund. On the southern shore of Radhakund stands Champak Alata's blissful golden kunj. Here in Champak Alata's kunj, the earth is golden in color, and all the trees, creepers, and flowers radiate a golden hue. The bees, platforms, swings, pavilions, and cottages are also golden in color. Whenever Radhika comes here, dressed in golden garments and ornaments, the eager eyes of Shyam Sundar cannot detect Radha due to her blending, her golden form and dress with the golden background of Champak Lata's golden kunj. When Krishna wears yellow cloth, he enters here unseen and merges with the yellow background to eavesdrop on the secret love talks of Radhika and the Sakis who cannot see him. An amazing pastime occurred here once. Once upon a time, a dear Sakhi of Chandravali, the rival opposing party to Radha, that Sakhi is Padma. She saw Radha and Krishna enter this kunj, becoming extremely jealous. Padma Sakhi immediately informed Radha's mother-in-law, Jatila. Infuriated to hear this news, Jatila rushed here, but when she arrived, she could only see Krishna sitting alone on the Singhasan, even though Gaurangi Radha was sitting right beside him. That is the amazing feature of Champakalata's blissful golden kunj, completely camouflaged Radharani's presence. In addition, Champakalata's kunj contains a famous kitchen and a splendid eating platform whereon Radha Govinda and the Sakis enjoy sumptuous feasts prepared by Champakalata and Brinda, the acharya of cooking. Ranga Devi's kunja is called Sukhada Prada. It's in the southwest corner of Radhakund. This kunj is dark blue, sham colored. Radhika is very fond of this kunj of Ranga Devi's because the dark blue color of everything in this kunj naturally reminds Radha of Shyam. Everywhere, bluish creepers are embracing the bluish tinged trunks of the tamal trees. The ground temples and cottages of Ranga Devi's Sukhada Prada Kunj are studded with blue sapphires. When Mukara, Radha's talkative grandmother, and the elderly gopis pass by here, it is impossible for them to detect the presence of Shyam Sundar sitting beside their granddaughter, because he is mixing in the blue background. On the western shore of Radhakund lies the crimson reddish kunj of Tungavidya called Tungavidya Anand Prada. The whole kunj is inlaid with rubies, and by Krishna's desire, all the birds, animals, trees, vines, flowers, pathways, and swings are also red in color. In the northwest corner of Radhakund is a very pleasing, pleasure-producing kunj of Sudevi. Sudevi's kunj in the northwest corner is the site of Radha and Krishna's Pashakela dice board game. All the birds, trees, and flowers are green, and all the pathways, platforms, pavilions, and cottages are bedecked with green emeralds. Right in the middle of Radhakund in the water is the kunj of Radha's younger sister named Sri Anangamanjari. That kunj is called Anangambuddha. Anangamanjari's kunj is also called Salila Kamala Kunj because it appears like a large lotus flower floating on the water in the middle of Radhakund. And Anangamanjari's kunj, Anangambuja, there are many statues of swans, lotuses, lilies, and other things carved from gems. And they beautify this kunj. Anangamanjari's kunj has a lotus temple with 16 petals made from moonstone, rubies, and emeralds. A spectacular bridge connects this kunj with Lalita's kunj in the north. ascends part 4 of the description of Radhakanda.